How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Great. So it's not like minus 5 degrees back there?
Oh, it's actually pretty nice. We had a good day today. It was a little cold yesterday, though.
Hey, Luke, back in November, Jim Harbaugh was talking about the recruiting visit and how he thought he had you. So why didn't you go to Stanford?
I was close. I was real close when I went out there. Everything was great, but it felt so far away. You know, it's one of those things they always just said, it's a plane flight, but it was a long plane flight, and I kind of realized that, my parents wouldn't be able to get to that many games. You know, on the East Coast at BC, they're able to get to a lot of the ACC games and the Carolinas and stuff like that. So I think just the distance more than anything, I think, kind of was the deal with that.
What was it like when you had to told Jim about that and maybe later at the combine when you saw him?
I think he was bummed out a little bit, but he's very cool about it. He wished me the best of luck, wished me, well in everything I did. And then, I got to the combine, obviously I saw him. We talked a little bit. It's the first time I'd seen him, since the whole recruiting thing. So, he was joking around with me a little bit on it, but it was all in fun.
Luke, how different do you think the Kaepernick that you'll see this week is going to be from the one you saw in week 10? I mean, in terms of, are there times now where he's going to take off and run? Well, maybe before in week 10 he was going to sit back a little bit?
If you look at the Packers game, obviously he did a great job running. I think he made great decisions on when to throw and when to run. I think he did an excellent job the past couple weeks of doing that. Obviously legs are his weapon and he knows that, and he's been able to make real good decisions on when to keep it, when to throw it, and then when to pull it down and run the ball.
How many parallels do you see between him and Cam Newton? It seems like just in terms of raw athletic ability, for guys that kind of size to have that kind of running ability sort of separates them from a lot of quarterbacks.
Yeah, they're just, that's how they are. They're a little different than most guys. Is they can run, they can throw, and it makes those guys dangerous. So, they're both good quarterbacks, and it's fun watching them play.
Luke, that November game when you went out here, you guys had a very strong pass rush. You blitzed a lot. Was that more than you were accustomed to blitzing? And if so, what was the thinking going into that game?
I think our pass rush did a great job, and I think that's helped us all year. It's one of the things I think that has been one of our strong suits is those guys up front do an excellent job. And we just, the pressure was just part of what we were doing that week. So, it helped us out, and we needed work on that this week.
Russell Wilson, I don't think even attempted a run against you guys, and I think Tannehill might have had 36 yards, but for the most part, quarterbacks have not run for a lot of yards against you. Is that a discipline thing, a philosophy thing? What do you think goes into that?
You just got to play in your gaps. Anytime you have the zone read teams that have the elusive quarterbacks, you got to play in your gap. You got to do responsibility. Sometimes it's kind of difficult to do, but as long as you're paying attention to what you're supposed to be doing and playing your gap, playing your responsibility, you can be in a good position.
Do you serve as a spy at all against rushing quarterbacks?
Ah, no.
You've been preparing for Colin Kaepernick longer than most NFL players. What are your recollections of the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl a few years ago?
Just the same as he's very similar as now as he was back then. He had a big arm, could throw the ball real well, put it in spots, and obviously his legs. So, it's one of those things that he's an excellent quarterback. He's dangerous. He poses problems for defense. You can't just game plan for him running the ball. You can't game plan him for just throwing the ball. You got to be able to do both because he's good at both of them.
How different is this 49ers offense with Michael Crabtree back compared to the one you guys faced in November?
Just another guy for him to throw the ball to. Obviously Crabtree had a great game last week. He's a guy that gets open, he's got strong hands, catches the ball. So he's another guy, we just got to know where he is.
Luke, I think that your linebacking core is starting to draw some comparisons to the linebacking group out here. Do you get into those comparisons at all? I mean, is it any sort of compliment to you to be kind of lumped with them?
We've just been working hard all year, and that's what our game plan's been, is work hard, be the best we can be, play hard every play, and see where it's left us. Thomas and I have been working hard all year, and they got a great group out there. Willis and Bowman have been studs for a long time, so they work extremely hard just like we do, so it's fun.
Well, when you turn on the film of Frank Gore, what jumps out at you?
He's patient. He's a patient runner, and he hits his spots. I think that's one thing that makes him you know, tricky is he's not going to just go in there when there's nothing. He's going to wait for his time. He's going to pop in a little crease and pop out the other side, and I think that's one thing he does exceptionally well.
And how would you describe him as a guy who in blitz pickup?
Oh, yeah, he'll hit you. He'll hit you, that's for sure.
Did you guys come in contact any in that game in November?
No.
Luke, Greg Hardy obviously has had a great season. He seems like a real interesting personality off the field. How would you describe him just as a guy?
Oh, he's a good dude. Greg's one of a kind, that's for sure. But he comes in, he works hard. He likes playing football, and you know he does what he's supposed to do. So, you know, Greg's a great guy. He's a good guy to have on the team. Keeps everything light. He's fun to be around.
Luke, how would you describe the former Raider Mike Mitchell as a teammate, and why do you think he's fit so well with your defense?
Oh, Mike's done a great job. I think Mike's got speed. That's one thing that's in his favor. He plays hard. He communicates. I think he's a smart football player, and he's done a good job at that free safety position for us this year. And I think he stepped in. He figured it out. He did a good job picking up the playbook, and he's been a real asset for us.
Okay. All right, Luke.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Luke.